Final seconds winding down. Two coaches exchange an embrace, handshakes, and for the second consecutive year, the Northwestern Wildcats win a bowl game, and for the first time in their history, they win back-to-back bowls. A 10-win season. It's all over, and the Wildcats win.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Thanks. Have a great rest of the day. Go Cats.
You can tell by the smile on his face, the glint in his eye. I'm not talking about Coach. I'm talking about Dave Ennett. He's excited about Wildcat football back on Thursday night against Purdue. By the way, Coach appears for then courtesy of who?
Sponsored by Fields Mini of Chicago.
Coach Fitz joins us now. I know you're excited. Are you as excited as Dave Ennett is?
I'm a little kind of out of whack. I mean, talking to you on a Monday kind of seems a little strange. I mean, I don't know. I like the Friday. You're typically pretty worn down. I would assume on a Monday morning you're juiced up, ready to rock.
But there's a little bit of that.
I've been listening on the way in. I think you got to get your rear end going here, Steve.
This is that right?
Pretty disappointing for the kickoff of the football season to hear the lack of juice in your voice this morning.
I apologize, Coach. I'm on it. All right, quarterback, Clayton Thorson or T.J. Green? Who's going to get more snaps?
It will not be you, I promise you.
Well, that's, you know what? That's the best coaching decision you've made all year.
Hey, both guys have had really good camps. So has Aiden Smith and Andrew Marty. I've been really impressed by those guys. And, the quarterback group is in good hands. So look forward to letting you know at 8:06 on Thursday.
So we're not going to know then until Thursday? Is that the message?
I think I've been pretty clear. Yeah. I haven't mixed my words.
No, that's true. Well, you look at this game. You're starting on a Thursday. It's not the first time this has happened. As a matter of fact, your first game as head coach was on a Thursday, as I recall. Was it not?
I believe so, yeah. It's a little bit nostalgic to really think about that, Dave. But, at the end of the day, I would not mind doing this every year. I like kicking it off on Thursday night. It allows us then hopefully to stay off of Friday nights as a program. I've been pretty outspoken. I think Friday nights are for high school football.
Right.
And if playing Thursday night in the opener gives us a chance to fulfill that obligation, I would be for doing it, quite frankly, every year.
There's some young on this Purdue team. Can you exploit that, a young defense?
Well, I think anytime you go into the opener, a bowl game, and maybe even playing a team out of a bye week, there's a lot of unknown that you can't control, and especially in the opener. They've obviously graduated players, so have we. How they're tweaking their systems to fit their personnel. Maybe what have they studied that they feel like they can do better based on what they did a year ago, and what new concepts have they designed and developed? So, the first quarter, first half, are typically a pretty big adjustment time in the opener, and we'll keep our focus on us like we always do, but we're going to have to get ready to adjust as a coaching staff, without a doubt.
It seems like a lot of years you open the season against an opponent you haven't seen before. A lot of times against perhaps a school which has undergone a change in the coaching staff. So there are a lot of unknowns. And as you say, you have unknowns going into this one. But are there fewer because you're playing a conference opponent and a division opponent at that?
You hope so. That would be great. Right. It would make Thursday evening a little bit easier. But I know Jeff is, first of all, he's an outstanding football coach and they're very talented. And they had a great season last year, and I know they're working to build off that momentum. We know there's a lot of things that are going to be in their favor. Great crowd. It's going to be tough always when you go on a road to win a Big Ten game. So we've really got to focus on us, Dave. We've got to make sure we put together a great plan that our guys can execute. And then we've got to get prepared to handle adversity. This will probably be the first time, you try to put that into practice. You try to put the guys in adverse situations and win a workouts, things of that nature. But first time with this team, seeing how we handle it on the road will be a great lesson for me and for the rest of the staff. And we'll be able to, course, tweak our plan as we move forward based on how we perform Thursday.
Your four captains include three seniors, Clayton Thorson, of course, Montre Hardage is a captain, Tommy Doles, your right guard is a captain, and a sophomore, Patty Fisher, your middle linebacker. I can't recall a sophomore ever being a captain. I know you've acknowledged it's at least the first since you've been the head coach. What is it that has made this guy so successful in such a short time and so special as a player?
Well, I think, like everybody says, leadership is coupled by performance. And, you know, I think it starts there with Patty. You know, his performance speaks for itself. You know, he's a guy that I think a year ago obviously made a pretty strong statement to the type of player that he is. But then, you know, off the field, you know, he's just a guy that shows up every day, brings absolutely everything he's got, and I think the guys really respect that.
Last question before we let you get back to work. From my perspective, it's so different today for kids because everything's on a screen in front of them that maybe as a coach you don't have to be concerned about kids getting overhyped for a big national game on ESPN on Thursday night, or is that still a factor?
No, that's still a big factor. Yeah, no, the drone camera will be there, you know, Maria Taylor and Kirk Herbstreit, you know. I grew up wanting to play for, you know, this is unbelievable. Yeah. You know, our young guys, our redshirt freshmen, we've been talking about it, and hopefully they'll handle the atmosphere well.
Good luck today, and as the prep continues, last word, Dave.
We're going to have the drone microphone out there also. I just want to remind everybody.
The floating mic?
Yes.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Just a heads up, Fitz.
Okay, well, be careful, Coach. We'll pick up whatever you say.
I'll make sure I'll just continue to say go Cats. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Later.
Excited to be with you.
That's Coach Fitz.